some of the uncertainties concerning our bilateral relationship. Australia rejected aligning a $5 billion state infrastructure fund with China's Belt and Road Initiative during our Premier Li Keqiang's Canberra trip this time, the Financial Times reported. Why has Australia rejected the development of infrastructure cooperation with China? Is it a zero-sum mentality that is ideologically driven?
No, I don't think so. I think the Australian government has got to explain the reasons for the rejection. I think the way of approaching it is to forget the branding, One Belt, One Road, and to talk about it in a different way, mm-hmm. to give it a different branding. I think Australian business and Australian government still need to be persuaded that doing something on Australian soil requires being branded as being part of One Belt, One Road. But I think there are other ways of doing it. And don't forget, there is now a lot of Chinese investment in Australia. It's still only about 3% of the total, but it is growing markedly, and there is a lot of room for more of it, and we expect more of it. I think the Chinese have found a way of addressing Australian concerns about the loss of sovereignty through the purchase of Australian assets, including prime agricultural land. And that is for Chinese investors to form a consortium with Australian partners and to settle for 50% of the Melbourne ports, or 49% of Australia's biggest rural property.